All right. It's kicking in the gear. I'm trying to be a parent, but I gotta run an errand. I promise when I'm back, I'm gonna feed my kid a carrot. Damn, this stuff is tough, man. I thought it was inherent. I'm trying to be a parent. I'm trying to be a parent. Sometimes you gotta drink, cause that shit can be kinda stressful. Sometimes you hit the blunt, cause that green will help you rest, yo. You know your ass be slacking when you gotta look up things on YouTube. Like, bro, how you wipe your baby boo?
Yeah.
Now, welcome to the podcast. Trying to parent Keanu. And make moms laugh. Who you know got it like the King's family. I'm Amanda and Sean. And Keanu and Nina.
Yeah.
Now welcome to the podcast. Trying to parent
Keanu
and make pops laugh.
Who you know got it like the King's family. I'm Amanda and Sean. It's the name G.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. I guess we just do podcasts whenever now.
Our lives are run astray. I don't know what's happening anymore.
Yep, that's professionalism, folks. So
thanks for holding on.
Yeah, the three of you that are left, down from five to three that are listening. Shout out, Mom.
Obviously, we have Keanu with us.
Yeah,
as always.
Stuck it on your fingers, huh? So you guys will hear him multiple times.
He's finding his voice, so.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, especially right now while we're turning this on.
He's going to be turning 3 months in about 9 days.
Yep.
So time's a-flying.
Yep.
He's getting cuter by the moment.
His face is really starting to fill out.
Yeah, as he fills out his little cute face, he's just getting cuter and cuter.
And I get told all the time that he looks just like Sean. Which Sean is cute. So
great compliment to look like a baby. You should see me without the beard, just like a baby. But he's got his big old feet, big old hands. He's been a real booger lately when it comes to sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to be getting more naps during the day.
Yeah.
I think he's going through a massive growth spurt and potentially also teething a little bit.
Yeah, he's just drooling so much, constantly chewing on his fingers, chewing on the carrier. My sister-in-law got a little teething toothbrush thing. He likes to chew on that.
Mm-hmm. Still sticking his fingers in his eyes.
Because they're just so long.
He's trying to gouge his own eyes out.
It's so aggressive. So aggressive sometimes. You're like, oh my God, get out of there.
Still rocking double fists a lot of times when he's sitting around just chilling. Two clenched fists. So still
punching himself in the face.
Yep. Yeah, still doesn't have great control of his arms. Again, getting much more talkative though. Yep. Anything else to say?
No?
No? All right. Okay. He's like, I'm not talking if you guys aren't talking. What else? He's obviously smiling a lot.
Yes.
Getting very just talkative in general.
Mm-hmm. It definitely makes the hard days that much better when he smiles at you and like laughs at you and you're just like, oh my gosh, okay. Okay, I'll let you have that meltdown or I'll let you have that no sleep.
Yeah. Yep. Again, if you were an ugly baby man, probably would have got rid of you a while back. Because it ain't been easy.
Definitely the hardest thing I've ever done, but so rewarding.
For sure. So let's see. Last week we didn't do a podcast because we were in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Arizona.
Yep. Showed off the baby.
Yep. Showed people the baby. We got there and Amanda's dad picked us up and then I think.
Yeah, our flight got delayed.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh, yeah. Great first flight experience.
Yeah. Well, the very, very first flight from Cancun to Austin was great because there was like 20 people on the whole international flight. So we were able to bring the car seat on for free and all that stuff. Super he did easy. Really good. The next flight from Austin to Phoenix was full. We weren't even sitting next to each other. We were both in the middle seat sitting one in front of the other, like row 25 and row 26. And then the flight got delayed. And then so when we were sitting in the airport, we were sitting next to the flight crew, mm-hmm. made friends with them. Sean was making friends with them. The one guy.
Not by choice. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I had my music in and they started talking to me. I don't make friends with people. I'm not a conversation starter type of guy.
The baby strangers. Is a good conversation starter though. So. Yeah,
true.
But yeah, it was a lot of similarities with one of the guys. I mean, he's from Illinois. My stepdad's from Illinois. He had a house right by our house in Chandler. He lives in Ahwatukee now. That's where I went to high school. So, but he ended up upgrading our seats to the unlimited drinky drinks and the more leg room sitting next to each other. So that was much, much better.
Uh-oh, do you need the boob?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, hey, hey.
You take it over.
So, yeah, got upgraded, which, again, came with some drinks, which was cool. And, unfortunately, it came with a seat next to a guy that was a douche. And, again, full flight. And we sit next to this total, like, bro dad.
Yeah.
Who.
Total frat boy.
Yeah, just, like, made comments as soon as he, like, sat down about us having a baby. And was, like. It was like those offhanded compliment type.
You guys are doing so great. You guys are like the best parents ever. Yeah.
I've got kids too. They're 19 and 21. And just like, and they just chatted the entire, he's like, oh.
I think he was drunk.
I hope he was drunk.
I think
if not,
he was.
It's got to be tough to be that all the time, to be that much of a douche all the time. But just making these comments and stuff where.
Oh, no, I sat next to a baby. Can I change my seats? Haha, just kidding, guys.
Yeah, just like,
like just like total dick.
Holy shit, man. And then at the end, he's like, well, get these guys a Parent of the Year award. Their baby was so good. I'm starting a college fund and all this shit. Man, it's like, oh, my God, man.
I'm glad he.
Have I showed you grappling in the car? Because we're about to have this small space exchange here.
Take the seatbelt and just wrap it around his neck. Yeah.
So that was lovely. But Keanu, I think, did really well on that flight as well. Yeah. He had a few times where he cried a little bit, but, I mean, he's a baby on a flight. It wasn't crazy. Then we get to Arizona, and Dad picks us up. We go back, drop our stuff up at his place, and then we go out and get sushi with our good buddies Connor and Mason. And at our all-you-can-eat sushi spot over right by our Chandler house. So
Keanu kind of lost his shit that whole time.
Yeah, because you see what had happened was it was a 12-hour day from us essentially getting to the airport in Mexico and us leaving the airport in Arizona.
Yeah, it was 12 hours.
So
I was cranky too. I was tired.
Yeah, his first experience was a long one. But again, that all being considered, I think he handled it really well.
Yeah.
So we go, we have sushi. He's not happy while we're having sushi because we're having sushi much later than we should have been having sushi.
It was
and
like
he's tired.
8 o'clock. So it was like 10 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
He's normally.
He's tired.
Just sleepy sleep by then.
So he cried a lot, which led either me or Amanda to be walking around with him while the other person was eating and switching out. And luckily the restaurant wasn't like full.
Yeah, they had this whole empty wing. I just walked. The music was really loud though, so I took him outside to try to calm down.
And I don't think really that many people were able to hear him anyways.
No, I don't think so.
But got to go to our nice sushi spot. That was nice. The next morning we had our blood panel thing that we had to do for
a life,
other life insurance
policies.
Our infinite
bank policy.
Yeah. So got that done.
The lady that did it was born in Mexico. She's a white lady born in Mexico. Her and all of her siblings were born in Mexico, and she thought that was the coolest thing.
Yep. And that she's also Canadian citizenship. So she says, I think she said she was working on her U.S. citizenship. She has Canadian citizenship and she, I got shit in my teeth too. That's ceviche. but she had Mexico citizenship.
Yeah.
So she thought it was really cool that we had had Keanu and he had dual citizenship and all that stuff, which is what are the chances that the person that's coming to do that is going to be in a cool, similar situation to us. But yeah, did that. Did the blood, did the pee in the cup, all that went really well. And then You.
Yeah, I went and had. Ooh, I went and had brunch with my girls.
Yep, ladies' brunch.
Yep, ladies' brunch because they weren't able to make it to our meetup. And then, let's see, then we went to the Social Security office and applied for Keanu's social.
Saw some real characters at the Social Security office.
It was in Mesa.
Yeah, and if you don't know anything about Mesa.
It wasn't even like bad Mesa. It was like rolling baseline.
Yeah, a reasonable part of Mesa. But boy, did that bring some some characters out. There was
Yeah, I think it's the people that are trying to collect Social Security based on disability and not apply for the first. There was one other baby in there. I think everyone else was like, I don't want to work anymore. Start my payouts.
Yeah, I need to. And they were all sorts of ranges. And it was just, oh, Lord.
Yeah. But we got a lot of shit done.
We went shopping a few different places and picked some stuff up that we needed. Let's see.
And then we had our meetup.
Yeah, that night we had our meetup at
The Porch.
The Porch, RIP the Sandbar. They're shutting down.
Oh, so sad.
But had our meetup at The Porch, so got to see some of our friends, at least the ones that are friends enough with us that wanted to see us. And
that was really nice.
Yeah. Good time. Got us a good table and we're able to have just a fun time seeing everybody, seeing some kids.
Mm-hmm.
Brought some of their kids and yeah, it's just a good time to chat with some old friends. And it was pretty nice outside, I think, in Arizona that entire time.
It was so nice.
Yeah. Which again, it's expected to be in
March,
beginning of March. So, took full advantage of that, but that was good. Our buddy Peter paid for our two beers and our
chicken strips.
Amanda took about 5 shots of tequila.
No, it was 2.
Was it 2?
I think it was 2.
Might have been 3.
Who's
either
counting?
Way. Yeah. Either way, who's counting?
I did not breastfeed that night.
No breastfeeding that night. But we ended up going back and staying at her dad's. That was Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, we kind of hung out there. Did we do a couple of things?
No, we had breakfast.
Sorry, we had breakfast, and then we peaced out and drove up to your parents' place in Payson.
Yep. My mom and stepdad sold their house in Tempe. They were at for the last 5 years, or 7 years, I don't know. And then, bought a house up in the kind of mountains in Payson. That was really beautiful. And they had just done so much shit to it. So much shit broke since they bought it. Poor things. They had like no kitchen, and then they had no hot water for a week, and then they had no heat for a week while it's snowing outside.
Yeah. Super beautiful driving out there.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was covered in green. Not like the green that you would normally see, but like desert green.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mountains and everything looked really pretty. And the house itself was really beautiful. So that was, you know, fun.
Yep. And we woke up to a little bit of snow dusted on the ground.
Yeah, got some nice snow.
Keanu's first snow, even though he didn't touch it.
Some change of snow and hail throughout the day.
Watch basketball.
Yep. Essentially watched March the Madness. Tournament all day. Saw some good games, some fun stuff. So it was nice to just chill with her family and, you know, had them get to see Keanu. And
Keanu really loved my mom.
Yeah, they really enjoyed seeing him. So I think that was all of Saturday. We basically did that.
Yep. And then Sunday afternoon we left.
Yep. Chilled Sunday. Kind of watched some more games and hung out a little bit. And then,
So my aunt flew in town from San Diego, and then my grandpa, so Keanu's great grandpa, was at my dad's house, and my aunt and my grandpa were driving to Ohio for the solar eclipse, whatever crazy thing is happening, whatever eclipse is happening. It's basically going right over my grandpa's house in Ohio. So, they were driving out there together because my grandpa is 92 and doesn't need to be driving that far by himself. So my aunt always meets him at my dad's house, and then they drive to Ohio together. And so it was really awesome to have all of
Multiple generations.
Yeah, four generations at my dad's house. Like, I'm the only kid on my dad's side of the family. So this is the only bait. Like, this will... He's the first grandchild on that side because my aunt doesn't have any kids and I'm the only kid from my dad. So it's just really special. You know, I said, sorry, grandpa, you had to be 92 before you had your... Sorry I waited so long, but... It was worth it, I promise you.
He's like, it's all right, you old bitch.
I know. Man, he's hilarious. He's just a goofy old man. Witty.
Yeah, so.
But he tells stories really slowly.
Yeah, catch him going out the door. You're going to be stuck. him or your dad.
Yep.
You start talking to him when you're about to leave, and you're like, you didn't want to talk to me before.
I know.
And now we talk for 30 minutes when I'm trying to leave to go someplace. Oh, that's life. Life of getting old and
so funny.
Knowing timing and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to hang out with them a bit. We went out and did some shopping and stuff. We ran to Walmart, where Keanu had his first real, I would say, public breakdown.
Yep.
Luckily, wasn't really around anybody, but
we were in the baby section. The
baby aisle. Looking for stuff for him
in the baby aisle. It begins.
Yep, and he started losing his mind, and we just couldn't calm him down. Luckily, there was some benefits that came from that trip. We did get him a new carrier that is very nice and we really like.
Mm-hmm.
Fits me very well and fits Amanda very well, so it's nice that both of us can use it. It's not one of those wrap things that is super complicated and...
Yeah. You
know, doesn't fit me because it fits her. It doesn't fit her because it fits me type of deal.
And it's more structured. So I just feel better being hands-free because the wraps, he starts to slide down.
Yeah.
And I feel like I still have to support him with at least one arm. So this is like a legit, non-bulky, structured holster.
And it's got like a little like headrest type of deal where you could fold it down and give him a little bit more free range, fold it up and support his head a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he likes it for the most part. We've worn it multiple times now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's enjoyed it. So that was nice.
And then we went and saw my niece and my nephew. Yes. My nephew's birthday on that Saturday, but we were up at my mom's, so we made sure to see him. He just turned 12.
I think so.
Yeah. And then we saw my niece before she went to dance, and then their mom. So that was really awesome.
Yep.
Short and sweet, but...
Yep. Great to see the kids. Super cute, looking cute, and getting older. And, you know, that's just... Time is flying. But no, Marcelina was super happy to see the baby.
He liked her as well. Fell asleep on her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, super nice trip. It was just, we were there for a long time, but it went by so fast.
Yeah, it seemed like we were there for like 6 days or something.
Yeah,
right?
Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, left Tuesday morning.
Yeah, so, you know, give or take. But had a direct flight back, which is always the way you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily there was...
We weren't supposed to... They booked us seats not next to each other one, too. And then I went up to the table, and she's like, it's a full flight, but I'll see what I can do. And then we ended up sitting next to each other.
Yep, got us flights seats together next to a lady that wasn't...
From Alaska.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, nice lady. Didn't really say much of anything to me. Exactly how I like it. So I was sitting in the middle. But Keanu stayed on the boob the entire flight.
Yep.
Had zero problems. And then, yeah, got back and that was good to go. So
His sleep started to be shit in Arizona.
Sporadic.
And it's been shit since we've been back. So that's been... This is probably the hardest week on me in regards to his sleep because he was having 4-hour chunks and then like 2 to 3 hour chunks after that. And now it's only been like 2 hour and then like 1 to 2 hour for the whole last week.
Yeah.
It's been eating me away. It's been chipping away at me.
Okay.
So it's been really hard. This is probably the hardest week. I think I've cried a lot. I cried last night. I tried to transfer him to the crib 4 times and he kept waking up. So I just sat there and cried for a little bit. Like, it's just hard.
It's very sad.
But, yeah. But what are you going to do? It's only a season. It will get better.
Again, I think he's in this point where he's growing. Because he has been taking these like long naps and stuff during the day at times. Mm-hmm. And I think he's hitting these growth spurts. And starting to teeth and all this stuff. So he's just like,
yeah, poor thing. I feel for him.
Going through changes, people's changes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, Amanda's been struggling, but,
I think my hair might be starting to fall out too. So
you said you got that hair stuff though, right?
Did
you
order
that to Sam's or
what? To Sam's. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So,
I'll help with hair loss.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, my friend who lost her hymns. Hair a lot.
Whatever.
That's Nutrafol. Yeah. My friend that lost her hair, like seriously lost a lot of her hair, is in this hair thing. She reached out, you know, a little bit of a salesy type thing, but it worked.
I don't mind people selling me things I need.
Yeah, I'm like, well, if I go to Ulta and buy this thing, it's going to be the same price anyway, so I'll see what your fancy stuff can do for me. And then she's like, I pray to the hair gods that you don't lose your hair like I did. And then this morning I took a shower and washed it. And I was like, oh no.
That's a lot of hair.
The chunks.
Yeah. So
we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you guys updated.
Be on top of it before it really starts. Unless it's all gone by the time we get there. Just 0 to 100. You're completely bald. Then you guys will look exactly the same. Keanu. Yeah. Little heads, but let's see.
We're going to Florida.
Yeah, did we do much this past week? Because we
our friends
pretty good weekend.
Our friends moved, so we went and picked up a whole bunch of stuff from them. We have to drop off to the birth center.
Yeah, our friends moved back to Asheville.
Mm-hmm. But they won't be there when you're there. They're in Florida right now.
Fortunately, yeah, they're in Florida, and not where we'll be going in Florida, but. We went over, picked all the stuff up, got a new bedside sleepy thing, which Keanu doesn't love.
Yeah, he's not sleeping anywhere right now, not even next to me. So we'll get to that hopefully
Real
soon.
but that happened.
That was last Thursday.
That was Thursday? Okay. And then Friday rolled around.
We ordered pizza.
Yeah, we ordered pizza, which... not going to do that again from the place that we go and get the pizza, because that pizza is best when it's
right out of the wood fired.
Yeah. Ready to be eaten. Not that it wasn't good when we ate it, but it's prime time fresh right out of the pizza oven. So that was Friday night. I don't think we did
Saturday. We went and walked around.
Yeah. Much of anything there. And then Saturday we put Keanu in a little stroller and
the wrap.
And the, him in the wrap.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And we just went down to the beach area and just kind of walked around like Fifth Ave and kind of walked down to the beach and just kind of got out and about walking, testing out the new carrier.
Had some margaritas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we stopped and had, we got Itaco, which is our taco spot, and then we did some walking, and then we were looking for a place to get guacamole and have maybe a couple more drinks, and we ended up back at the spot that we had originally went to with my parents before.
A year ago.
My mom was here with us when we were walking around and stuff, so... had some margaritas, had some nice ceviche, had some shrimpies, and, you know, just had a nice little dinner there on Saturday. It was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, we spent a little time out by the pool,
mm-hmm.
knocked out some of our normal stuff, and, yeah, didn't do too much, had a pretty fun day. We are taking, it's a big announcement, we are taking a trip to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a trip coming up on the 7th here, going to Asheville, North Carolina, for our Leaders Summit for our business. So going out there alone by myself to meet up with the agency. That's where the headquarters is at. And so we'll get some good training and, you know, hopefully come back a better person and a slightly better leader than I already am.
I didn't want to leave Keanu twice in 1 month. So my heart couldn't take it. So I said, I'll stay home on this one. You go.
Yep. And then we had decided, because we've been talking about purchasing another home somewhere and having another home base. So we've got our home in Washington.
I wouldn't want to live there because of the weather.
Yeah, the weather is just nuts.
In that specific area, it was dark and gloomy, and that was hard for me for those couple years.
Yep. And then, excuse me, and then we have the home in Chandler.
Which,
small.
It's small. It's 1,300 square feet, 3-bedroom. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to living in Arizona for a little bit, but not long term.
I don't like Arizona. It's way too hot.
It is
way too hot.
There's no pool.
No benefits of it being that hot.
Yeah. So
a lot of cool stuff happening there, but it's just getting more and more expensive now because so many people are moving there and all the stuff that they're building and getting a lot of friends and everything there. But that would mean we would have to be around Amanda's family more. And that's not the ideal situation. Although that would make them probably like me more. So,
yeah. So we were trying to think, where is a place with lower cost of living? You know, and then Sean's parents are always in Florida because Sean's sister lives in Florida. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, hey, what if
we were originally looking at Knoxville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And my parents are like, probably not Knoxville.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I mean, it looked pretty nice, but all right. And they're like, they had been, you know, trying to convince us to get a spot in Florida by my sister because they would like all the family to be close again and, you know, make that.
Just like that all, kind of, like every family wants all their family to be close together.
Yeah. Especially right now because my mom spends so much time with us and with my sister watching the little ones, and she wants to be around that. And her and my dad have been looking to get out of California at some point in time, because who can afford to live in California anymore unless you're making seven figures, especially where they're living in Redondo Beach.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to get closer to my sister, closer to us. And we kind of came to the conclusion, like, all right, well, let's go in on a place together in Florida.
A big place.
A big place together in Florida, in like the Pensacola area, which is, you know, my sister lives in Navarre, which is essentially smack dab between Destin, Florida, and Pensacola, Florida, so up in the panhandle, the most beautiful part of Florida. So when people think Florida, they usually think about either two things, really beautiful beaches or people eating other people. So we wouldn't live in like Miami, which is like, that's just a different country. And then the rest of Florida is not that great. You have Orlando and all of those places that are hot as shit all the time. And it's just, that's what that is. Then you have up into the panhandle over by Alabama. It's literally where we're looking. A direct shot. I could ride a bicycle from where I'm at straight north and run into where my sister lives, basically.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, probably,
they have more range in weather there. Like, it's cooler. Mm-hmm. Like, right now,
you get down to, like, the freezing temperatures in you know, the winters, and it stays much cooler in the winter times.
For example, right here in Playa, it's already hitting 90. Mm-hmm. And then in the Pensacola area, it's floating around 75, but it has lower humidity. Mm-hmm. And the nights are down in the 50s and 60s, whereas the nights here are 70 to 75. So it's still, it's pretty warm here already, even though it's not nearly quite summer yet here.
Yeah. And then when summer hits, it's blazing here.
Yeah.
Blazing.
I'm sure it'll be blazing there too, but it's for a less period of time, and that is okay.
Yeah. And if you can get blazing there, but still cooler, because when it's blazing, you're also not getting cooler evenings anymore.
Right.
kind of like Arizona. This place still beats Arizona because Arizona, you don't get any cool breeze
right.
that comes through. There's only hot breezes. I don't even know if I would call it a breeze. It's just hot air.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you can get cool breezes because of the ocean and everything.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. But in Florida, you know, you're going to get that warmer temperature, that warmer weather. Luckily, very close to beaches.
White sand beaches.
Beautiful beaches. Beaches as nice, if not nicer, than the beaches that we have here depending where you're at.
Yeah.
So super nice up there. Again, some change of some weather and scenery and whatnot. Racist, but, you know, that's the South and Florida and a lot of places.
Yeah, well,
we'll see how that goes. But
we're going to go check it out.
Yeah, so we'll be flying out there. I get back the 10th of April, so 10th here, 8 days, I'll get back, and then we turn around and leave the next day. It'll be my mom, Amanda, Keanu, and I all going out there. So Sam's kids and her will get to meet Keanu for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So super excited about him meeting his cousins and his auntie, only auntie.
Yep, only auntie. Well, besides Marcelina.
Yeah, I guess.
And a little, but besides.
Only auntie on my side.
Yeah.
On your dad's side. But yeah, we'll be looking at houses.
Mm-hmm.
We already got pre-approved for a loan amount that we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can be able to get what we want under what we're pre-approved for.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice big chunk of money to put down.
Thanks, Texas.
Yep. So, yeah, that'll allow when we go back or once we actually decide, like, hey, this is the house that we're getting and this is where we're going, Amanda will be able to pick up her old gig
mm-hmm.
from work, which will mean, you know, nice, solid new income coming in. I have some work that I'm doing on the side that's bringing in some, that will be, I've not started yet, but will be at the end of this month, but started bringing in some nice income as well. And so we'll replenish our big old savings after buying a home.
It's going to be funny because we have so much money in our bank accounts right now. It's like once we put that money down, it's gonna we're going to like go down to 10,000 and be like, oh, I'm so broke. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Even though the average American has have 500 bucks in their savings.
We're like,
we're sitting
oh, no.
here with like 150 grand in our...
No, more than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe,
like 175
yeah.
grand or something.
Yeah, so when we...
Yeah, I mean, we'll go from having a bunch of money to having a little bit of money and then getting a few things to go through, getting paid out on a few things, and having these jobs that are paying us to be able to replenish that. We had some money that we were going to use towards another annuity, which we'll be putting down on the home, putting down about 100 grand of our own money on this house.
Mm-hmm.
And so luckily, probably in about a year, year and a half, give or take, we'll be able to
replenish
that 100,000 and put that into an annuity again, which in the grand scheme of things,
1 year isn't going to
make a
break.
Yeah, year,
year
and a half won't be a big deal
we
because
have
we're
one.
Super young and we'll have tons of time for that to grow into exorbitant amounts of money. So
and we can just live off the other annuity
yeah.
for that little bit of time.
If you guys need a place to put a nice chunk of money.
That's safe.
That's only going to go forward, not go backwards.
Yep.
And you're looking to do something pretty special for yourself so you can have a super sexy retirement. Let us know.
Sexy.
Super sexy. but, yeah. So we're really excited about that. We've spent a lot of time looking up homes. There's quite a few things out there that...
The interest rates suck right now, but if you focus on the price of the home, the payment will go down whenever this high interest rate roller coaster hits the downturn. So, I mean, I know interest rates have been high for the last couple of years. I'm assuming they're going to go back down a couple percent over the next couple of years. We can always refinance at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the home price is decent, the loan can fluctuate, then that's...
And luckily, my parents won't be moving in with us. So we're looking at places that have like dual suites and, 25, 26, 27 plus 100 square feet. So they can have their own kind of living area. My parents are very independent, so sure, they'll help out with the kids and everything, but we as a family like to do stuff together all the time.
Yeah, but also we need our separate spaces.
But yeah, we also need our separate spaces, so they won't be living
with two kids.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
They won't be living with us for the first year or year plus. They'll still be out in California kind of finishing up a lot of things that they're doing, my dad and his job and everything that he's been working, and them saving a little bit more money up. But then they'll come out, but at that point in time, they'll be sending us a little bit of money to help pay for, you know, a smaller portion of the mortgage. But once we're both in there together, our percentage of the mortgage will be paid for from our other rental homes.
Yeah, our rental income. So
from the Arizona and the Washington house. So again, we'll be in a pretty good spot. That'll be our third piece of property. You know, you got one in the Pacific Northwest, one in the Southwest, and one in the beautiful
Northwest Florida. Yeah, deep south. 30 probably, minutes from the Alabama border. Yeah, maybe we can go to Alabama games. I don't know where that is.
Roll Tide. It's no, that's in Tuscaloosa.
No.
And then Auburn. But again, still, because Michael's only three and a half hours away from us, and Tuscaloosa is just a little... I mean, I would like to see what that's like.
Yeah.
Make sure I look very white when I go. Actually, they like black people up there, as long as you're on the football team or sports.
You look like you play sports.
Yeah, they're like, did you go to Alabama? No, they would know. No, went to Auburn. Like, oh, shit. But
I wonder what would happen if you're like, I went to ASU. They're like, where's that?
Alabama State? No.
Sun Devils? Yeah. What?
No, they don't.
Is that in the SEC?
Like, Jaden Daniels. I know Jaden Daniels. He went to ASU. Now he goes to LSU.
There we go.
Now he's going to be the second pick in the draft. Roll Tide. So, yeah, we'll, you know, we're just kind of setting some stuff up and excited.
It'll be a home base, and we can go gallivant across the world. And
it'll be nice. Again, our portion of the mortgage will be paid for, so we'll be able to take 3 months, 6 months, you know, a year times to go other places. And again, my parents, my family in general, really likes to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get my sister and the kids to come out and do more stuff with us. They don't really ever travel with us. It's always us and my parents, but we also didn't have the baby before.
Yeah.
That made it easier.
Traveling with two kids, I'm sure, is a shit show.
Yeah. But if you have a bunch of us together, then
power of numbers.
Yeah. You'd still, there were four adults, five adults, and four kids, then
sounds
you,
exhausting.
Me, my mom, and
Sam. They have a daycare wherever we're going.
They do. Europe, it's called Leave Those Fucking Kids Outside. So
just kidding, you guys. The more we travel, the more they'll know how to act when we go places. So, mm-hmm.
Welcome in the shape. What?
We can't keep you at home. You won't know how to act outside.
But we're very excited for that. I know my mom is super excited because mm-hmm. she's just looking forward to all the kids being close together and the grandkids being close together. And, haven't lived in the same state as my sister in, like, let's see, probably 12 years or so.
Yeah, it's time. You deserve this. We lived by my family for a long time.
Yeah, got to live by your family in Arizona and get to live by your brother in Washington mm-hmm. when he was just down in Oregon. So this will be cool. Luckily, you get along with my family very well.
Yes,
so
I do.
Should be an easy transition. We did go back to the States, and like when we were in Arizona, we went to Walmart and we're looking at stuff and we're like, holy smokes, Ross too. Ross was one of the things that we went, you know, into looking at some different stuff. Amanda had to find something, some shorts or whatnot.
Oh, yeah. So real quick, speaking of finding shorts, my whole pregnancy, I gained 30 pounds. 6 weeks later, I lost 20 of them, so I was only up 10. I am now almost 12 weeks, and I'm still up 11. I gained like a pound or two. I have not been working out consistently. I've been too tired to even do anything. But
it's the hard thing. You haven't really been able to do. I mean, I'm sure your arms are much stronger. But outside of like you're not getting much activity. It's a lot of sitting and stuff going on.
And eating a lot.
I wouldn't say you're eating a lot. I drink a whole lot of liquid.
I do drink a lot of water. But yeah, so it's like, damn, none of my clothes fit. I don't want to wear maternity shorts because it still has that thing that goes up over your belly and it's fucking hot. And so I just sit there and I sweat.
Yeah, that'll make your
I had to find a pair of shorts that are not sweatpants.
These are the excuses that she feeds to buy new clothes. She's like, none of my stuff fits me. I was pregnant. Now I'm this. And she's just like, I just want new clothes.
Yep.
I hear you, pregnant women. I see what you're doing.
What worked out, though, in my favor is I went to Arizona and then I ordered a pack of 3 breastfeeding shirts to Mason's house. Lo and behold, my girlfriends that I saw gave me a bunch of old breastfeeding shirts. So I thought I was coming home with 3, and instead I came home with like 12.
47.
So that was fantastic.
She'll be breastfeeding even when she's not breastfeeding.
She'll have the ability. I just can just turn around. Hey, Sean, you want to see my tits? Exactly. Boom. Show you my tits.
Flap this out. So exciting for everybody, to say the least. But yeah, I think that's about it. Keanu is, again, just starting to grow like a weed. Amanda said he was up even more weight. She said he was up to that little over 10-pound weight.
Yeah, 10 pounds.
Which is exciting because everybody likes to comment on how small of a baby he is, which is weird because he's not a small baby.
The lady at the airport on the plane thought that he still had tongue ties and said that he had failure to thrive.
Oh, yeah. This fucking lady.
Yeah, we were like, excuse me? She's like, I'm an expert in babies. I work on, you know, all this stuff. He looks like he may have a tongue tie and isn't getting enough milk. So here's a card and reach out and, you know.
The tongue tie thing, okay, maybe like he can get clipped again. I mean, we got his thing clipped and it seems to be pretty good. Maybe it could get clipped again. I don't know. We have to look into this. But she's like, I think he has failure to thrive, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And we looked that up and it was like, your baby is too skinny. It's not getting enough nutrients and blah, 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 and all this stuff.
And they're going to be behind in development and all this stuff.
I fucking got that upset me. I would fight that lady.
Yeah.
I think you guys have seen videos of him, pictures. Yeah, he's a little skinny, but, you know, look who he's following after. I mean, I'm long and skinny. So,
and his fucking feet are 8 inches long already. Yeah,
his feet are longer than my fingers are. So, I think he's just a longer, skinny baby. And now that he's, you know, 10 plus pounds and, you know, 6 foot, I think he's like 4'11. But yeah, anyways, don't listen to other people.
Yeah, cute.
Tell you shit.
Cute baby.
Nothing but compliments.
Yeah.
So go ahead and leave it there. We're wrapping this up. It's 43-minute mark. You have anything else to say? I don't even know what episode number this was.
I think it's 63.
I don't think it's 63. I think it's maybe 64.
Hmm.
Let's see here.
Yeah. But still
God damn it.
Trying to find
right.
some
it's 63.
Nice. Still trying to find some type of schedule. I know your mom. So once we go to Florida, your mom won't be coming back until we head out to Cabo for the wedding. So it's going to be interesting time for me. While you're starting the other thing and I'll be on my own for part of the day.
Yeah.
So
we'll have some stuff to figure out. But
it's all part of the journey.
Yep.
And we'll figure it out.
It's been good so far. And not saying I wouldn't change anything. Ideally, I'd like Amanda to get some more sleep. But he has been worth it because seeing him laugh and smile and learn new stuff.
I swear he said, I love you the other day.
I've got it on the video.
Got it on video.
So he's going to be a super genius, or he's just going to be kind of smart.
It's because I'm taking choline pills. That's what it is.
Yep. And I give him an egg every day. Not yet, but I will be. Raw egg, too.
Yeah.
Pour it in his bottle and make him drink it.
Shake it up.
Just like Rocky. Just like Rocky, buddy. Hope you're doing a little mouthing.
All right. There's not a boob in here anymore. What's going on?
But, yeah. Anyways, love you.
I love you. You're doing a great job, baby.
You are, too. I love you, Keanu. Love you, Nina. I know you're trying.
Yep.
We'll cut those nails. It's been real. It's been fun, y'all. Peace. We out.